The small town of Wrangell is making a big ask for the soon-to-be-finalized state budget. The city and local tribe are asking for an additional $5 million to clean up tons of lead-contaminated soil. The only problem is the proposed dumping site is strongly opposed by the community, and the town is looking for any extra funds to ship the waste off the island and down to the lower 48. KSTK's June Leffler reports.
Governor Bill Walker went to bat for concerned citizens in Wrangell. He asked for millions of dollars to help ship 18,000 cubic yards of lead-contaminated soil off the island. And Monday, the Senate Finance Committee responded by allocating $2.5 million in its amended budget to the cleanup. Tuesday, the House Finance Committee heard plenty of testimony from Wrangell residents, asking them to add another $2.5 million. Angie Flickinger lives in Wrangell.
The $5 million in the capital budget for this project would allow for a state and city to ship the remaining hazardous waste safely off-island to be remediated and dealt with in a manner that does not threaten the public and ecological health of our community.
But the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation already has enough money to take care of the problem. Wrangell residents just want to see more precautions taken. Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole was reluctant to fund the extra payout.
So just wanting to know whether or not we're starting a precedence here where you have a safe site, you have money that you could utilize to be able to finish the project, but yet we're looking for unrestricted general funds instead.
The state cleaned up the Byford junkyard where Wrangell residents had dumped old cars for decades. A contractor treated the soil and contained it. The state's plan had been to put the soil in a rock pit on the island. But the public was outraged by this plan because the proposed site is about 1,000 feet away from a fishing stream and recreation area. Representative Lance Pruitt of Anchorage said now is too late to try to appease public concern.
If we've spent over $8 million and now we're addressing the community concerns, why weren't the community concerns addressed before we spent $8 million?
The state claims it wasn't legally obligated to involve the public, but it's clear the state wishes it would have. Jeff Rogers of the DEC says he understands why Wrangell is asking for another option.
When you've got a contaminated site in your backyard, it is a passionate local issue. Certainly we believe the site at Pat's Creek to be environmentally viable and sustainable. That doesn't mean that people want it in their backyard. There is a higher cost option, and the governor supports that higher cost option.
Senate and House Finance Committee meetings are continuing this week. The legislature plans to end its session and pass a budget next week. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.